Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What are the 10, what makes an iconic NFL stadium? Now, this is spawned from a conversation that we all had off air about a story of the 10 most iconic current NFL stadiums. And so, like, you might not be shocked to see what's at the top of the list. But then I started thinking about it, and I was like, man, I think about, like, iconic baseball stadiums. I can't say I usually give a whole ton of thought to, like, outside of Madison Square Garden, maybe iconic basketball arena or football stadium. And so I was looking at the list.
The most iconic hockey arena is the one in Mystery, Alaska, the one that they built.
Sure.
Outdoors. That was a good one.
And it used to be, because I knew they run wrestling shows there, the old Maple Leaf Gardens. But I think, like, all of that has been, you know, changed up, like, just as the way of the sports world. So I'm going to run down the top 10 if you guys want.
Okay.
But what I really want to talk about is, what is it to y'all, or what do you think it is, whether it's watching on TV, whether you've been there in person, like, what makes an iconic stadium? So top 10 per Fox went like this: MetLife, which is the Giants and the Jets, Lincoln Financial, and this is, I have to tell you who the teams are at times, and Power Field. However, they had to say Empower Field at Mile High, obviously, for the Broncos, the Superdome, the Acrisure Stadium, which I did not know that was the name of the Steelers Stadium.
Is that where you, like, get the little needles put in your body?
So I'm pretty sure.
Release that
and
stress
and toxins.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And then
acupuncture?
Acupuncture
there stadium. You
go. So that's what we said. Huh. The top five: Lumen Field for the Seahawks, Soldier Field for the Bears. Then they have AT&T Stadium for the Cowboys at three. And that's one of the things that kind of spawned this conversation. And then Arrowhead for the Chiefs is two. Lambeau for the Packers is one. And so if you just look at the top four, there's clearly a stadium that is different than the rest, right? Like Lambeau Field, I think we all get it. It is super old. The community feel, the Lambeau Leap, like all of that, I feel like goes into it. Arrowhead, also, I think it's the fans and just the crazed fans.
I think the style of the stadium too.
Okay,
the look of that stadium is really,
you feel
cool.
Like, it's unique.
I love the way that they hit the big drum.
Yeah,
you know, I like that. But I do agree with the
fans. I like
fans
the placement
part
of the boards too.
You know, they've never hosted a Super Bowl, Arrowhead.
Is that probably just because of the weather? Outdoor,
yeah, no, absolutely.
And weather? Okay.
But so that's what one of the things I was thinking was, AT&T has hosted a Super Bowl.
Right.
But it might not ever host a Super Bowl again after the way that all went down.
Thanks a lot, ice storm.
But the, you know, the, that kind of helps with the iconic part of it. Don't we look in at New Orleans and, like, we think there's Super Bowls there every other year.
So, you know what? And I'm really glad that you said that. Put a pin in that for, like, 30 more seconds. Soldier Field is four. Again, a lot of history with that. And then you have AT&T Stadium, which comparatively has very little like history in terms of years on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like AT&T gets a whole different kind of love because
it has an art wing.
Well, that as well. But to your point about the Super Bowl, I used to think that Miami, New Orleans, and then the Rose Bowl were like the only stadiums that really mattered outside of then Texas Stadium, because that's where it felt like, I know it wasn't
and
only
the Cotton Bowl on small scale things,
but it felt like those were the only places that like the Super Bowl went. And so Soldier Field is on there because of all the history. Lambeau, I'm sure, because of all the history. For Kansas City, it could be design. It could be all also just the revitalized fan base, but it feels like that fan base is pretty loud and loyal, even when the team is not that great. At AT&T Stadium, I think you would be hard-pressed to find a lot of Cowboys fans who think that's a home field advantage because the noise is always crazy for the Cowboys. Is that fair?
I completely agree, and it was like that at the old stadium, too. Not just like this stadium doesn't deaden the Cowboys crowd.
Right.
It was that way even when they were winning Super Bowls. There were times where you're just like, what is this place?
Yeah.
From David Midlothian, having been to Lucas Oil, Lambeau, the feeling when you walk into Lambeau is just different. It's like walking into hallowed grounds. You can almost feel the history of the stadium, and it's by far my favorite stadium I've ever been in. When we had the old stadium and I was working at the Cowboys website, I got one day, I was supposed to meet somebody at the stadium, and I was there too early, an hour early. And I sat in that stadium by myself, looking through the hole in the roof, thinking to myself, holy crap. It did feel different on that field, especially when you look across and you can't see the other sideline because of the huge crown. But it felt different. I had a chance to be in AT&T. It felt a little different being in that place, knowing this is a new, big, giant stadium. So I understand that feeling of I walked into history and I walked into something new.
Yeah.
And that's the two different things you got with that.
So, and Alec, I want to get your thoughts on this as well, because that's what I started to think about when I think about like Fenway and Wrigley. Same kind of deal. When you walk in there, like I've made jokes about how Wrigley can be a dump at times. But like when you walk in there, you can really feel it. When we went up to Jersey and New York for the East Regional Finals to tie it into Cooper Flag NBA Summer League debut tonight, we definitely had to stop at Madison Square Garden. Now, it didn't hurt that our train station was like right there. But even if it wasn't, I would definitely have wanted to like go check that out, you know? And so it's the history right there. And I'm curious, Alec, is it the history for you as well, as opposed to, as one person said, I don't care about the amenities? And like, obviously, the Jones family feels different about that.
Sure. And I think that placement and history has a lot to do with it, because the reason I understand AT&T being as high as it is on that list, I think, one, we're kind of slave to, we live here, we go there a lot, we don't really think about it. At least I do. I'm like, yeah, it's 20 minutes from my house. You know, like I don't think of it as this destination. I think of it as I go there a lot. So yeah. I think I'm kind of guilty of that myself. I bet some other people are too. But I think the history is huge, and not just the home team. I think it's about the events that it's had.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Just like you talked about with MSG, I know it's not a football stadium, but I think of some of the legendary basketball moments that have happened there. Wrestling moments. They have exhibits for some of those things. But with AT&T, you think about NBA All-Star Game. Think about the Super Bowl. Think about the big boxing fights that they've had. Tyson and Paul, Canelo and Billy Joe Saunders. You think about the two WrestleManias there now. Like, there's a lot of things that I think about.
A World Cup semifinal.
Exactly. There's a lot of things non-NFL football related that make me think. And what I hear from other people that don't live here, when they talk about going to a game, when they talk about going to a fight there, they fly in from another state and they're just like, yeah, AT&T is, like, legendary. It's the coolest. And I'm like, huh, okay. Other people come here for destination events like that that might not even be NFL related.
The old stadium for the Cowboys, I remember the last year being at multiple games, and I had a dude from Canada walk up and say, hey, can you take a picture for me? And I was like, yeah, sure, man. And he was like, I've waited my whole life to come here. And he said, I can't believe this one's closing down, but this is the stadium.
Yeah.
But there were multiple people that were stopping and asking for a picture from where I was in the tailgate party, because it had a great shot of the stadium behind them. And just people kept coming up from all over because that was a destination to them, because it has a lore about it.
See, okay. And
I think now if you go to AT&T, it's like, what kind of party are we going to get into?
Okay. And see, so somebody brought that up and I wanted to go back to what y'all were just saying from the 214. The Cowboys haven't made any history at AT&T. You have to win Super Bowls to make it as memorable as Texas Stadium. And I think that's where I didn't totally realize that I disagreed with that point until we talked about it yesterday and got a call from Babe Laufenberg.
Okay.
He's
been to some stadiums.
Yes, absolutely. And we brought this up with him and he was intrigued. And one of the things that he said about those like outside forces was, maybe you're not pumped if like, oh yeah, you too played there, because you know, they could like still tour now and everything like that. But when he brought up Madison Square Garden, and I was like, that's a great example. And he was like, yeah, Frank Sinatra was playing there and Muhammad Ali was fighting there. And so like the Knicks haven't won jack ass in forever either. And that is, and I know wrestling talks about the world's most famous arena, and I get that as like a soundbite, but in all reality, I do think about that arena. And when I think about it, I very rarely think about the Knicks. Like I know that that is a wrestling arena as well, but like that's where the fight was with, Smoking Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. Like that's where Frank Sinatra was doing his thing. That's where like artists have to go.
The Thriller in Manila.
And that was a different place, you could probably guess. And so that's what I wonder if AT&T will continue to build its status as an iconic stadium because of little to do with the Cowboys, other than they're the background piece. Oh, that's where the Cowboys play.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that's where I saw whoever play in the World Cup semifinals. Or I still think that's where I saw the United States win the 2031 Women's World Cup. Or that's where I saw the Taylor Swift residency. Or I know it wasn't really a residency, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's where I saw the All-Star Game and sat on the floor with 100,000 other people.
It was a 3-day residency for her.
Yeah, so like, and so I wonder.
That's where I met Dick Butkus and saw Plano or Trinity. I saw these certain high school games at that stadium.
And maybe Dick Butkus also didn't love the stadium.
He didn't love the stadium.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
He's like, Soldier Field's better.
And so that's the thing is, I do wonder when I saw AT&T Stadium on this list at three, and I was like, that can't be right. But then I thought more about y'all's points, Alec and Corey, and I was like, man, it will become iconic or be more iconic because of all of those other things. and it will just be a background to AT&T Stadium. That's where the Cowboys play.
Mm-hmm.
But really what I want to tell you about is when I went to WrestleMania 32.
There, yeah.
Or whatever.
We had Billy Corgan on last year.
We did.
And that was really cool for me. I saw the Pumpkins play at Reunion Arena, and I brought that up to him in the weirdest way. Because Chris Farley's hilarious. And so I did the whole, hey, remember 1996 when you did this and this? That was pretty cool. And I think he kind of respected that. But
maybe
one of the answers he gave me, because then that question, I was like, do you ever, when you're in these, as a rock band, you're in arenas, you're in stadiums, you're doing these tours, do you ever look around and take in the sports aspect of it? And he threw this line at me, Kevin, that I thought, it really stuck with me, and I also thought it was kind of a badass flex. He was like, yeah, whenever I'm sitting there on stage and I look up, I definitely think about the banners that Michael hung. And I was like,
yeah,
because he's a Chicago fan. Yeah. I was like, he's talking about Michael Jordan. And he just said Michael. Like, my friend Michael next door hung these banners. And I think that's another thing. When you walk in, you look up in these arenas. That's where I think basketball and hockey probably have all theirs, is those numbers and those banners that are hanging from the rafters up there. As the Rangers, we don't have that. We have one, and it was crooked for a while.
Man.
And the Cowboys.
Remember that rollout?
So I think those things help tell the story of why that stadium's iconic. And sometimes we don't get to see those.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Wanted to throw out a couple of quick notes for you. You know what? As long as we're talking about some historical things here in the DFW, Clark Hunt, Dan Hunt, the Hunt family, they own the Chiefs, they own FC Dallas. They have also donated to the Texas Hill Country flood relief. So them, along with Austin FC, Houston Dynamo FC, and the MLS, they're committing $500,000 to the recovery efforts. I know we have talked about this more and more, entities and people donating, and I really appreciate it. I know that doesn't fix the situation, but hopefully it can help save some people or bring some comfort along the way.
I just got a text from Christy Scales.
Oh, great. Man, she'd be a great one to know, too.
Regarding people coming to AT&T Stadium, up to 300,000 fan tours the stadium every year.
Wow.
That's just tours, not a concert or an event. That's just in tours. So, yeah, it's pretty iconic to some people.
Yeah, just maybe not for the reasons. Perhaps on the surface, we would all hope it would be really iconic.
One day it's going to happen.
And then Devin Booker, he signed the 2-year, $145 million max extension with the Suns. Ooh. That is the highest per season average for an NBA player yet at $72.5 million. And Popeye Jones going to join the Mavericks coaching staff.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.